Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, we've been doing this little 5-minute segment for quite a few years, and I just enjoy it. It's only 5 minutes, but it's got some rich revelation in it, and it's such a blessing. Happy New Year to everybody. God is so good and gracious. I tell you, this year I know is going to be wonderful. You know why? You ready for this? Don't call it cockiness and arrogance. I believe in myself. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe in yourself? You know, God believes in you, but do you believe in yourself? I want to talk about that today. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I love this scripture. It's the base scripture for our theme this year, Create Your World and Walk in It. He says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now you say, well, I can't do that. Well, either you lying or God lying, I pick you. See, someone told you you could not, and this great God Almighty said you could. Now, which one you gonna believe? Whose report shall you believe? It may have started when you was a child. Oh, you're not this, you're not that, you're not pretty, or, you know, you're not smart, or you stupid, or whatever. And all of a sudden, you begin to receive that inside, and people notice that about people. They call it an inferiority complex. Here's another scripture. I love it. Psalms 139, verses 13 and 14. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. It's a God now. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. You watch this. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So go look at yourself in the mirror and go, I know it sounds crazy, but it'll work because you're wonderfully made. Think about that. And it's so amazing how many people don't realize that of all the species God's ever created, the human race was the best. Yet it was the weakest. But the Bible said, let the weak say, I'm strong. Angels are a lot stronger than mankind. But we have something that's so powerful that the angels are amazed at it. We have the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus. So when things come up against me, and you know, life sends its junk to you. I say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. People ask me all the time, how can you go 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel without a financial deficit? I didn't believe for one. Every time I thought the devil was trying to get me to think that I was going to get one, I say, I can do that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. If God said I can do that, then I will. And I'm not moved by what people say. See, the world's words have no power. Only in the flesh do they actually act. But God's word is spirit, soul, and body. And it will shut down the world's words. I'm telling you, it'll shut it down. Not some of the time, all the time. Now, I'm going to tell you something about me. I like me. I really do. And you know, I'm getting older and older, and that's all right, you know. And I mean, things are getting looser. Look at this face. I mean, like a hog. You know, but I don't care. You know why? Because my inside don't have this hanging on it. Praise God. But that's all right. It don't make no difference. People say, Brother Jesse, don't worry about nothing. Would it help? No. Every day above ground is a good day. I'm 75 years old. I am enjoying myself. My God, I really do. Now, things can affect me, you know, but I go by what I believe instead of what I see. I don't deny what I see. See, a lot of people, they live in denial. No, never do that. I deny its right to affect me. Do you understand? Well, you know, now that you're 75, you got to slow down. Who told you that? And you believed it. Yes, as you grow older, there's some things I can't do like I used to do. But I make it do what it do. Like Ray Charles just said, I make it do what it do. That's why I love Ray Charles singing. So let me tell you something. You have to believe in yourself because God Almighty believes in you. Do you know what? I don't worry about my staff because I believe in them. They don't worry about me because they believe in me. They don't worry about getting paid. You know why? They believe in me. You know why? Because I'm a man of my word. My partners like you who help me support this ministry. 100% of it goes into world evangelism. If you're not a partner, you pray about becoming one. Because I'm telling you, the anointing increases on me, and you need to get it on you. And it'll change a lot of things in your life. Believe in yourself. God believes in you. Kathy believes in you. Jesse believes in you. And all of JDM believes in you.